So here's the deal. I've already told you that I like Deuteronomy because of its passion, and I do. Because I think it encapsulates everything that Moses was trying to say all along. He's just re-saying and recounting the history. But the thing that I think is poignant in today's reading is the fact that we are to do the same thing. We have got to pass on our story, the story of God's faithfulness in our lives. We have got to pass it on to the future generation, whether that be that we pass it on through our children or whether that be that we pass it on to those we are mentoring. In the future, Moses says, when your son asks you, what is the meaning of the stipulations, decrees, and laws of the Lord our God? Tell him, we were slaves of Pharaoh in Egypt, but the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand. And then he goes on to recount really quickly what God did. Over the last several years, sort of the culture of the Daily Audio Bible is that we use the vernacular piling up rocks or setting up a monument. And we have many of them in our history. Because at every turn, this is what the Lord is inviting the children of Israel to do. Build a monument where something significant happened. So that every time anyone passes by that way and says, what happened here? The faithfulness of God is memorialized. They can remember. And now Moses is saying, not only that, but transfer the treasure, the story of God in your lives, to those who come after you. And I believe that that is absolutely necessary for the kingdom to thrive and survive into the future. There is no other way. The story of God marches on through people. God has allowed us to be purposeful. He's given us the dignity of causality, as the term was coined during the class, The Hope of Prayer. And that's true. He has given us choice, free choice. And our choices have been left to matter. And so it is left to us who are here now, because we won't always be here. We won't always be here in our human flesh. In several years, some of us many years, some of us a few years, we will leave this form and go back to God in the form of spirit. And what we will have done for the human race will be left for history to decide. It's time that we decide that it's going to matter and live life instead of waiting for life to happen to us.